you, thank you. God bless America. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Do you know what a pet peeve is? Something that just drives you nuts. Little thing about, I have this pet peeve, and it's these people, when I'm driving in the car, I look at the license plate in front of me, and I look, and the plate is either missing or the tag is expired. It's a pet peeve of mine, and I think to myself, maybe I should dial 911 and report this car, because it just drives me nuts. Does anybody have a pet peeve like that? Last week, I was out working in the garage, and the door was open, so my neighbor came over, and we began to chat and solve all the problems of the world. And he looked at my car was parked at, you got to pull the car out of the garage in order to use the shop, you see. I don't have a standalone shop. But he was standing there and he says, "Say, Peter," he says, "your tag's expired on your license plate." Isn't there something Jesus said about license plates and tags? I think it was, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Amen? All right, grace, brothers and sisters. We don't always know each other's journey. I was convinced somebody must have stolen the tag off of my plate. I was trying to justify it, but good news, it's on its way. The check is in the mail, so we're getting there. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see that we don't have a lot going on with our summer hours. Are there special things that you need to lift that we ought to share together here by way of announcements? Larry.
Well, this is a prayer concern. We need to pray for those parents who's lost their children in that flood in Texas. That has got to be so sorrowful, you know. How do you survive losing your children like that?
Yeah, Larry, I'm right there with you. It's just unbelievably painful. And they have some 50-odd people now that are confirmed lost in that flood. So by way of concerns. Paya, did you have a concern or announcement?
I have an announcement.
Please.
I'm standing on behalf of Deb Gunther for Aurora Crop Hunger Walk fundraiser. It will be held at the Wood Paddle Pizza Tap and Tap on July 16th, which is a Wednesday, all day, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, mission opportunity. All you have to do is go there and partake of their fine libations and pizza pies, and a portion is donated back to us through mission. Thank you.
We have flyers in the back.
Okay. I want to acknowledge the keepers of the grounds, the flower beds, and all of the stuff that goes on there, and those persons continue to do all that work. Yay and hooray for all of you. And this week on Friday, 4th of July, on Friday, and there were... There were a bunch of Tongans here. If you have looked at the parking lot, they did a yeoman's service and completely took care of all of the stuff, the overgrown gutters and stuff like that. And they had all kinds of people, you know. Did you want to mention anybody in particular, Nalo? I know you were the one heading it up. He was out there leading the pack. But we want to thank all of you for that good work. Other announcements, other things. By way of Melba, are you looking for the microphone?
You look like you might.
All right. Well, very good. All right.
Getting it? Okay.
We do have communion this morning. Yep. In the United Methodist tradition, communion is open. That means if you would like to partake of any age, baptized, not baptized, however you may come, this is Christ's table, and all are invited. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I don't see any other announcements or things that we need to handle here, so We turn, if we will, and let's stand, greet one another, wave hello, and let's turn to our call to worship. By the way, this is not Sydney Weller. Nalu is sitting in for her this morning, so thank you.
Thank you.
Melissa.
I said, you please remain standing, excuse me, as we join in this morning's call to worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Where God's people gather, God is in the midst. In all creation, God is almighty. Lord God, as we lift our voices in celebration, we acknowledge you in the celebration of our nation, founded and organized under you. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Give thanks for goodness. God's steadfast love endures forever and ever. Please remain standing as we join in our opening hymn, number 697, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Seated. First scripture reading this morning is taken from Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Again, that's Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Listen for the word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For those who are nothing think they are something. They deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from your flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Nalu. By way of our prayers, as Larry lifted, my heart continues to just weep for a Christian camp, young girls' camp, and a flood that came in a matter of a couple of hours, raised 20 feet. Just a tragedy. And yet, God is with them. They are at ease. They may not be among us, and there will be much grief there, and that is as we are built. But we lift them, and we lift all of those lost in the flood. We lift the damages. We lift also the caregivers that are there, the emergency responders, whose hearts are also broken as ours. You see some of the prayers on the back of our bulletin, and we lift those. Are there any of those that you would lift? Stephanie, do you want to fill us in? You want me to? She said that Kelsey, who has been in Bolivia, should be flying back as we speak, right? She should be in the air flying, returning back to the United States, and we are grateful that she's well and all is good. She said she's going to get back just in time to go to Hawaii. A tough life there, but prayers and celebrations with Kelsey, so we were happy about that. We want to lift Retha Johnson. She is in hospice at home. Her leukemia has spread, and according to her daughter-in-law, Susan, who comes with her, the cancer has spread to her backbone, and so she is in intense pain. So prayers for her gentle passing, for her ease, for her family around her. Others, are there? Oh, Don Boyles had a heart attack. Appears to be relatively minor. He called me. He's just very dejected that he ended up back in the hospital again, and he's kind of tired of that, as one of us, as we all would be, with his continued medical issues. But prayers for him, prayers for his healing, prayers for his spirit. Renee, did you have something, please?
I do.
Hang on a second. You're not coming in there.
It was muted.
Okay. Probably. Okay. Prayers for the fires on the Navajo Reservation, for the fires in New Mexico, for the fires in California. They're just raging out of control. Our earth is not happy, so prayers.
Fires in lots of places, floods. Intriguingly, here in Colorado, we're seeing a lot of green grass that's growing very fast. We are out of drought, which is not something we've been in a while. So we give thanks for that. Amen. Other prayers of concern. Sandy Tenney, please. Mike, would you?
Actually, I did something strange. I looked at my email, and there was an email about Susan Marquez's granddaughter, I believe. And Suzanne has a lot of family, and it seems like they have a lot of health issues. I just would like to make prayers for Suzanne.
Thank you. Thank you. Prayers for Suzanne and for her granddaughter. I had that note. Somehow I've misplaced it, and I've completely admitted that. My apologies. Other concerns. We don't need to rush past those. They are in our midst. I would left those who, as we're coming into what's going to be a hot week, those who are who do not have air conditioning, who do not have access to cooling shelter, et cetera, et cetera. So just to be aware of our brothers and sisters. Stay hydrated. By way of celebrations, anybody want to lift any, or am I lifting all of you and surprising everyone? All right. Ciociana has a birthday today. Is she not here yet? She's coming in late probably so that she doesn't have to be embarrassed when we lift that. All right. Donna and Mary Boyle's having an anniversary on Friday, the 12th. Next Sunday, Ami Fukani has a birthday. And Joe and Monica Mathias have an anniversary. Is that true, Miss Monica? That's next Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? So, yep. And they're, yep. Happy anniversary to you guys. All right. Thank you. Others, other celebrations. Richard Schneer has his arm up. I don't know how you're going to get over there, Mike, but yeah. send the microphone through the pew. No, Mike, they cannot hear you online, though.
Well, sorry I'm getting in here late, but a week from tomorrow is my wife Susan's 80th birthday. Because of that, I'm not sure I'll be here next Sunday, so I thought I'd announce it a day early.
Okay.
Anyway, on the 14th.
On the 14th, okay. That brought something to mind, but I didn't stop and it went right through. All right. Other celebration, Deb Gunther is here, but we already made your announcement, so. We're done with that. Diana.
Well, a lot of you don't know, but my dog, Tucker, had to go in the hospital this week, and I'm just celebrating the fact that he is finally home. I don't see a lot of improvement yet, but we're hoping and praying for some good stuff.
Good, thanks. Good, good. Yeah. A good family member there, good help. Any others? Prayers, concerns, and Debbie Gunther does want something after all? Okay.
I was just told yesterday a friend's aunt in California is not well. I don't know her last name. Her first name is Jaime. So Fraser's looking for prayers for her aunt.
Okay, for Jaime, all right. We don't want to... I don't see others, but we celebrate both celebrations, and we lift our family and our hearts and our prayers for those in need. All right, I don't see any others. If not, let's join together in the unison prayer as you find it printed in your worship bulletin. Let us read responsibly. Lord, we seek your attentive ear as we turn to prayer. Lord, we be thankful for your blessing on those we have named. Let us be mindful of those absent. We lift before you, Lord, those who are ill or fragile or unable to join us in worship. Lord God, thank you for the blessing of being born in this nation of liberty and prosperity. Help us, Lord, to be able of those who are less fortunate, especially the children, who have no access to education or health care. Help us open our hearts and our minds and our doors to them. Lord God, unite us as your people, doing your will. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and prayer. Lord God, I know you're busy right now and with families grieving losses of with flood victims, with fire victims, with disasters around the world, and I know that you are present with all of those. And somehow in your awesome magnificence, you are also present to us, and we are grateful. We come and we lift our voices, we lift our prayers, we pray that the signs that we have seen that peace may be developing in the Middle East, that such peace continues to grow. We pray for people under duress in Gaza and Ukraine and Russia and those places afflicted by battles and wars and politics. And Lord, we lift our nation. We lift this nation founded on the liberties and the direction of God, a nation seeking to be a nation of care and compassion. On this, our birthday, we pause and acknowledge that we have ways to go. Lord, we have to learn how to do something about gun violence. We have to learn to do something about violent rhetoric. We have to learn about caring for one another in all times and all places without judgment. But Lord, with your help, we are moving in the right direction, we pray. Be with us, Lord. Be with those who lead our nation. Be with those who champion causes of care and compassion and justice. And be with us individually as we offer up, our individual prayers, our silent wishes. And you are always present, and we are grateful. Be with us, Lord, as we gather on behalf of our brothers and sisters, not only near and far, but of different colors, of creeds, of language. And that as we celebrate our nation, we celebrate all people and all of those who have contributed from all nationalities. This nation that is a melting pot, a stew of all of your brothers and sisters and creations. The blessing of this church that is diverse, that includes nations, that includes languages, that includes traditions, and that is centered around your love and care. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for all that you've given us. We are grateful for all that you offer to us and for your guidance that we might be your people and offer your love to all the world. Hear us as we gather, Lord. Hear us as we gather with those people around the world, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I turn to Colleen, but welcome back, by the way, and our offertory. Thank you. Isn't it time for our video? Is that correct? I think we're out of order. Usually we do that the other way around, but we're going to do... I'm sorry, maybe I think the pastor got it out of order. Stephanie, are you ready? Kiddos, come help her. She needs lots and lots of help. We knew Stephanie needed a lot of help. By the way, we never did celebrate them for the vacation in Bible school. They did great job as usual, wonderful job. Cleaned out the stable afterwards. It was just delightful. If you're able to stand and do the aerobics with them, we're glad to have you helping. Get a little bit of exercise and move around. And if not, celebrate the kiddos in our midst. Thank you, Stephanie, and for kiddos, I need to sit down.
I ask that you please rise for this morning's gospel reading, which is taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, and skipping over from there to verses 16 through 20. Luke 10, 1 through 11, and 16 through 20. Listen for the word of the Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' Whoever listens to you listens to me. And whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us. Jesus said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Indeed, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the Spirit submits to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The word of the Lord.
I invite you to be seated. If you know the lectionary usually has four pieces that are options for each week of each Sunday of the year. And on busy times around Christmas, you might have 8, 12, 16 different choices. So lots of choices. Here is one that that I didn't include, and I don't believe I've ever read in church, but this is from Isaiah 66, beginning with verse 10. You can look it up later if you'd like. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and bounced on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass. And it shall be known that the power of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How many of you, that's the first time you've ever heard that? It isn't something we've heard often. It's not read often. It's not included often. But here is a delightful, nourishing passage. And in speaking about Jerusalem, God is speaking about Isaiah's hearing God speak to the nation Israel. Isaiah is hearing God speak to us, all Christians, all who come to follow him. Amen? As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. You shall be comforted. Gosh, with our prayer concerns today, it certainly fits, doesn't it? And what a beautiful image. Mom comforting children. Was your mother your primary comforter? For my home, it was. My dad was. Seemed like he was always working, which is normal. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. So maybe that's the rule. I don't know if that's still true today. In this day and age, it seems like mom and dad both have to work just to make ends meet. But we come and we gather, and as I looked at the news, and I was standing outside on the 4th of July. How many of you noticed any fireworks on the 4th? I went out, and I live near Utah Park, and it was noisy till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and it started again last night. So a noisy time and a noisy place, and I thought to myself, all of this noise going on and all of these flashes, and I'm thinking of people in regions torn by war right now, and these are not images that would be beautiful and comforting to them. And I had to rethink that, and I had to rethink about gun violence. And as I saw the news, the number of places where there were gatherings and young people, it's young, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are using guns. And there was a police chief, I'm going to go off on a sideline here just for a second, but a police chief somewhere, I didn't see where it was, But he said, folks, he said, it's not our job, the police's job, to raise your children. You need to take some responsibility here. So mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, all of us, let's just be aware. Amen? What about this nation, America? I would like to be the chosen one of God. I'd like to think that our nation is the one chosen by God that is comforted at God's bosom. And I believe that we have the potential to be that very best. And I hope and I pray and I think we're working in that direction. And it dawned on me as we were walking in this morning. I was walking with Nalu and I leaned over to him and I said, were you born in the U.S. or in Tonga? And he said they were living in Tonga at the time. You know, his dad, Eddie, and I've forgotten your mother's name again. It just never fails. We'll get to that at another time. But Nalu is, and Paya are such fluent English speakers that my guess was always that you had been born here. And I knew that Eddie has served churches here and in Hawaii. And I actually kind of thought that Eddie was probably born in the United States as well. But what an interesting surprise and what a delightful blessing. Do you have dual citizenship, or do you know? Interesting, interesting. Fun stuff. Lots of diversity. I am a Heinz 57. You remember Heinz 57, the steak sauce that has 57 varieties of different things in it? I'm Heinz 57, English, Irish, Scottish, poor, North European, German on my father's side. How many of you know your German days of the week? Montag, Dunstag, Mittwoch, Donnerstag, Freitag, Samstag, Sonntag. Those are the days of the week. So I'm your man Friday. So I don't know anything about, and I don't speak any German, and in fact, it was not allowed in the household, I guess, when my dad was growing up, though his Großmama and Großpapa were from the old country. What a loss to lose that language and that ability. But we are a gathering of God's people that are all from different places, and I'd love to hear from some of the places that you're from and some of your histories and heritage and your background. Are there any natives of the United States, Native Americans? Full-blooded Native American. One in the back. Yeah, maybe not. Since I know you were born here in Aurora, I don't think so, but that's another story. We are a nation, a blended nation, and that's a beautiful thing. I am proud of the diversity of this church. Paul Kotke and I used to shake our head and say, of all the churches in the mountain sky area, we are probably the most diverse right here in Aurora and possibly right here in this congregation. So yay for us, amen? Hey! Did God want monolithic peoples? I believe God created that diversity. And I think we're blessed with that diversity. I have gotten a little off track here. Did you notice that? Come on. Come on. So this is the birthday of our nation and celebrations. We didn't, Melissa, we forgot to do birthday cake on the 4th of July. It's the nation's. We forgot a birthday cake. We'll get one on Monday. We'll let you know how it goes. We'll have to be about that. Is our nation perfect? No, it is not. And I don't believe that any will ever be, because at the point in time when humanity reaches that state of perfection, then we will indeed be in the kingdom of God, and this journey upon the earth will be no more. It will be the second coming. But we are moving on to perfection. Good to hear it. Good to hear it. Some of us have more growing to do than others. Jesus sent out the disciples, and it's an intriguing passage. If you are a student of the Gospels, and the four Gospels, let's name the four Gospels. We don't do that often enough. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Kids, do you all remember them? Listen to them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, all right? And each of those artists wrote and reflected things, and Jesus sent out, and according to Mark and Luke, sent out the apostles. But here in Luke, he sends out 72. Don't know why, whether there was other meaning. People have conjectured, we don't have to know. But he sent them out into the world, and it was delightful. They didn't have to do any packing. No sandals, no purse. Depend upon the hospitalities of others. Go out into the world and go out and find people. And don't get busy chatting with people on the road. Get where you're going and get with those people. But he said something intriguing. Beware, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Do you like the sound of that? How many of you are ready to go out amongst the wolves as lambs? Put on your lamb suit and go out in the midst of wolves. And yet, here we are. And if you enter a house and you offer your peace to a person and they are filled with that peace and return it to you, then so be it. And if they don't, it returns to you. But you still say, peace upon this house. Remember that story a minute ago about that guy that was judging others because of license plate tags? I don't remember his name. If a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Go out there without baggage, without expectations. And don't go out there trying to keep score about whether or not you've converted them. Offer your peace. If I am at peace, I want to share that, and that's all. How people respond to that, that's up to God. And if we are not welcomed, and sometimes that happens, don't judge. Just let it go. Leave it up to God. God is the perfect judge. We don't know their history. We don't know what they have experienced, what they have heard, felt, how they have anxieties, how they have guilt. Do you remember in Luke 9, this is just a verse before what we read today, they come to a village of Samaritans, and the Samaritans do not welcome Jesus. James and John saw it, and they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down and from heaven and consume them? King James Version. Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy humans' lives, but to save them. And they went on to another village. Wipe the dust off, let it be, put it behind you. Don't carry it around you with you in resentment. Don't be about judging and holding on to a anger or resentment. Just go on. Go in peace and offer peace. So this is... This America, I do love this country. I wore a Star and Stripes tie. Stars and Stripe pie. What do you think? Hey, man, huh? It's interesting that I have to wear it inside the robe on today, but I got to show it off, so I'm good. I believe my daughter Sarah got this for me. I'm not 100% sure. Ties come, and in the closet where it's dark, I think they have multiplied. In the darkness there, it's kind of a funny thing in my house. But this country, and I do love this nation, let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially those of the family of faith. That's what Nalu read this morning, Paul's letter to the Galatians. This is a pretty good wish and prayer for our nation. Amen? Amen. Turn with me, if you will, in your hymnal to page 13 or on the screen as we prepare for communion. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. You may set aside your hymnals. They came to the Passover meal. For the apostles, it was another gathering. It was a wonderful gathering. And this was a fulfillment. If you are Hebrew, you end the Passover feast each year by saying, next year in Jerusalem. The goal is some point in your life to be able to journey and celebrate Passover in Jerusalem. And here they are, and they're doing that. What a wonderful gathering. What a wonderful gathering of meal. They didn't know it would be the last meal, the last supper with Christ. They had no idea, but the Passover feast proceeded as it normally does, and until it got to a certain point where Jesus paused in the middle of everything, and he took some of the less crackers. They're unleavened. We use bread, but he took and he gave thanks for the bread, and he broke it and he gave it to them, and he said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the disciples probably thought about it, wondered what all of that was about, looked at each other questioningly, not sure, but Jesus was like that, wasn't he? So the meal proceeded, and they get to the end of the meal, and everything's done, and the plates have been cleared. Everything is pretty well finished. They're all sitting back, and they're enjoying full tummies and the nice buzz of glasses of wine. And there is only one cup left on the table. It's the Elijah cup, and Jesus takes the cup, and he gives thanks for it. He says, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many and for the forgiveness of sin. This is to forgive sins. Drink of this as often as you gather in my name in remembrance of me. And so that rite which he instituted there has become the rite which gathers us as peoples and which reminds us of Jesus' living body and blood shed for us and for the forgiveness of sin. Let us gather in gathering for that and preparing for communion. Amen. I invite the helpers to come help me. A feast indeed, and we give thanks for God. Amen.
I would ask that you all please rise as we join in our closing hymn, number 696, America the Beautiful.
We gather with you this morning, and as we depart from here, we ask you to bless this nation and bless this gathering and bless all Christian gatherings
in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that we might indeed be your people, gathered, chosen, and sent into the world. Amen.
Amen.
Join hands if you will. Let's sing our closing.